Welcome to another episode of Album for the Day with John E. and Jay.
Season 11, we get into a personal month for us. These are albums that personally impacted our music experience.
Yeah, a lot of good, not only music history albums, but like albums that we dive deep back in our own little toy box to not just bands specifically that changed us, but albums that really gripped and changed our mood, who we are, who we were, who we
specific
became.
Specific albums that maybe opened a door.
Ooh, I like that, definitely.
And, you know, I look at some of these and I look at stuff that I listen to now and know that I wouldn't be if I hadn't listened to.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that. A lot of good stuff here. Both of us had a lot of kind of weird stuff, and
it's amazing we're friends.
But it's good to go back through it every now and again and listen to.
Album for the day, April 28th, is Oasis with Definitely Maybe. It was released August 29th of 1994 on Creation Records, and it is the first full-length album from Oasis. I think we've mentioned a number of things about Oasis in previous episodes of Noel Gallagher and What's the Story, Morning Glory. This album was recorded in the studio with the big concrete rooms and the drums. And
And Noel Gallagher wrote every song on this record. The musician, Noel Gallagher, wrote everything. So,
sure.
Yeah. Sure. There's no, it's a fact.
I know what it says. I know what it says.
I mean, the band was there, yes, but Noel Gallagher wrote them. It'd be like Pete Townsend. It'd be like arguing Pete Townsend didn't write everything for the Who.
Noel Gallagher wrote the songs listed on the album. However, he may have had some help. But, you know, that's been an argument for years. Noel is the one who makes it into what it is, so we're not going to take anything away from him.
No, certainly not.
These are, again, if you're going to start an album, and see, this really starts the... This came around when the shift from focusing on LP side flipping, cassette flipping into a format of a full CD was really in full force here in 94. Starting off with Rock and Roll Star, it's dirty, it's nasty, it's crunchy, it spits at you. And, you know, I think that's a great way to start. Then they move into Shaker Maker, which pretty much literally invites you to come along and shake along with me. I love Live Forever. That's one of my favorite songs that they've ever done. Up in the Sky is great. Columbia is the second longest song on there. Never really got the shake I felt like it should have. Excellent tune, though. And then Supersonic. Supersonic was the first song off of this album that I ever heard.
It's probably the same with everybody, really. I mean, this was the debut single, so.
I bought a album of the music from live from 6A Conan O'Brien show.
Oh, interesting.
And they played this song on there. There's a number of other awesome things on there. If you ever find that, you should grab it. I'm pretty sure it's out of print. But I enjoyed that song a lot. Bring It On Down definitely does that. And
yeah.
But then we bring it right back up with Cigarettes and Alcohol.
Yeah.
And that also has always been one of, you know, why mess around? Like, why call it something it isn't?
Yeah, that's...
Let's call it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The last three are really good. I love Slide Away. Dixie's Diner is, yeah, the way that it's on the CD in America, but it's actually Dixie's Dinner, and it's talking about cooking dinner for people. So Married with Children is ugly, ugly song. And it's not about love and marriage. I'll say that.
Mm. Does it have Ed O'Neill in it?
It doesn't. That might have helped. Hope you're listening, Noel.
Yeah.
Next time.
Next time. Yeah, this album, I mean, this is, you know, the introduction to Oasis, who were soon after, you know, one of the biggest bands around for many, many years. And I think Noel Gallagher, the brothers' animosity towards each other kind of tore the band apart. Noel Gallagher's musicianship, I feel, really floated this band and carried them through the whole thing. Without Noel, there isn't Oasis.
Well, and that's the thing. And if you know the story about the band, you know that Noel was actually like a roadie for a band. And his brother, Liam, who wasn't, quote, the musical talented one, but is clearly a great front guy.
He's a very good front guy.
Had formed a band, and Noel kind of showed up with all of his songs and,
like, hey, want to do these?
And they were like, no. And he was like, oh, come on, this is great stuff. And finally they were like, oh, God, it's great stuff. Let's do it.
And then bang, they're all multimillionaires.
They did re-release this album in 2014 as a super ultra deluxe edition. It's got a whole 16-song disc of B-sides and a 17-song disc of rare tracks. I actually bought this at the Phonolux.
Mm.
And I probably paid too much for it, but it was a really, really cool package. I love this album. It's got covers on it. Like, it's got them doing I Am the Walrus live in Glasgow.
Mm.
I just really enjoyed... no, this wasn't the first exposure to Oasis for me, as I think everybody else experienced What's the Story Morning Glory first, because we were on this side of the ocean, not that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we get a better look into, again, where a band started, what they learned, what they moved forward with, what they progressed into. And, you know, if you look at their first three albums, they're vastly different.
Mm.
And you definitely see a progression, some growth. This album has been an inspiration to a number of people. I think most of England was inspired by the whole Britpop battle with, and I mean, dude, it's Damon Albarn and Noel Gallagher. Like, can you really say anything's bad there?
No.
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 No. So
they've both proved themselves musically time and time again.
For decades now, they've proved that was totally not hype and totally worth it. So, yeah.
I mean, even if you don't like their music, you can't deny their effect on the people with their music.
No.
You know?
No, it's a powerful thing. And I think that, you know, mark my words, Oasis is about to reunite.
Oh, boy.
You heard it first right here. On Album for the Day.
Get it together, Liam.
Somebody's bank account's getting small.
And his drug habit is getting large. We're still looking at you, Liam.
For what it's worth, that's a Liam Gallagher joke.
Well, awesome. Well, today's Album for the Day, April 28th, is Definitely Maybe by Oasis. Give us a follow, subscribe wherever you listen. Follow us on Twitter at @album4theday, and feel free to email us your requests at album4thedday@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Today's poetry reading comes comes from you from the book of Noel Gallagher. Is it my imagination, or have I finally found something worth living for? I was looking for some action, but all I found was cigarettes and alcohol. You could wait for a lifetime to spend your days in the sunshine. You might as well do the white line, because when it comes on top, you gotta make it happen. Yeah, that's good stuff. Feeling supersonic now. Alrighty. After starting the podcast, you can search for the album, use the three dots, and hit add to queue. Now the album will start as soon as the episode ends. Woohoo!